And that's over to you, Atim.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so in addition to my day job, and in addition to helping to organise this conference, and in addition to organising a mapping party last month and so on, I've had a little bit of spare time. So I've been hacking on Osmorenda a little bit, and I've made a few improvements. I'd just like to give you a preview of the kind of things that are in the pipeline. Most of it's pretty much ready. I've got a bit of work to do on the styles for all the different zoom levels, so I've only got the zoom level 17 finished at the moment, but the rest will come, and then it'll go live and it'll be on Tiles at Home within, I don't know, a month or something. Okay, so the first one here, this is a before and after, if you'd like to look at that. Osmorenda has in the past been really good at mangling names and truncating names and generally trying to fit them on the ends of cul-de-sacs and things where you don't really want street names. So we've done a bit of work there to actually try and intelligently put the street names where they belong. The other thing you'll see there is if you look at the ends of the roads, you'll see that we've tidied up the ends of the roads, and they actually look proper now instead of looking like they've been sawn off. We've kind of given that the name Smart Line Caps.
Would it be possible to control that somehow so that the ones that really are dead ends, we can mark as dead ends, but the ones which are continuations that haven't been done yet can be left open?
It could be possible. I haven't thought about that, but it could be possible. It would be, wouldn't it? It'd be nice, quite subtle, but still quite useful. I mean, certainly visually you can render it in those two ways. So it's a question of having a tag with a rule to allow that. Yeah. Okay. Another example here is shrink to fit. If the street name won't quite fit, then we shrink it a little bit and see if we can fit it in. And if we still can't fit it in, then at some point we give up and stop rendering it. So again, just being a little bit more intelligent about getting the name on the street. This kind of thing, hopefully we won't be seeing much more of this anymore. Here it's trying to put the road number on the roundabout, which is patently stupid. The other thing that you'll see there is that we've done a little bit of work on the one-way symbols, instead of having the kind of nonsense you've got there, we've actually got now actually just a one-way marker that curves around the roundabout.
What about double motorways or double ways that their names are rendered one on top of the other?
Yeah, I don't have a solution for that. I haven't figured that one out, but if anyone's got any ideas on that, then I'd be interested to hear them, because that is a bit of a problem at the moment. The only thing I think of is to actually displace them along the way so that they don't appear like that. They're sort of like that. That might work. Okay, gates. Previously, we've had these really rather problematic gates, because the gate has always been rendered horizontally, whatever the angle of the road. So we've now got the ability to draw the gates perpendicular to the road, and that means that you can actually use that for any kind of symbol that you want to put on a road that's perpendicular or in the direction of the road, so things like gradient markers and so on. So that's a small but I think really significant improvement. We've done some styling things with footpaths and things like that, so they're now slightly better than the horrible brown. We've got a colour choice that seems to work a bit better. And Steve Chilton, wherever he is, was talking about this yesterday. Yeah, we're doing some improvements. We can probably do even more than that. So, railway lines, well, we know our railway lines are going to look like the kind of thing you see in Google rather than the kind of thing that you see over here. And the other thing that you'll see on here is yellow on yellow, but we've actually got level crossings in there. And those are being generated automatically wherever you have a node of a roadway that's intersecting with the road of a node of a railway track. So
if you're there, it's no bridge, or what? When do you?
Then you have to draw a bridge, and you shouldn't connect the nodes.
So this might be an indication that a bridge is missing.
Yeah, it will show up some errors. You will see some things. You say that's not a level crossing. That's a bridge or an underpass or overpass.
And if you have two segments crossing without a node in common and you don't have any level tags, will that show up there? No.
If they're just crossing,
on the common node.
They actually have to intersect on the node. Yeah. Okay. This is all the technical stuff about the new features, and I'm not going to go through that. And this is kind of like some of the stuff that we've done on the styling side of things, and I'm not going to go through that. But what I am going to do is plug my session this afternoon, the workshop session, which is at what time, Steve? Do you know?
It's at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock, so just after lunch, after the lightning talks after lunch, in the room down there. I'll be showing you how to do some really cool stuff with Osmerenda. Maybe not as cool as the stuff that Barry showed yesterday, but if you want to learn about how to use Osmerenda to make your own map stylings and things, then the workshop's going to be down the other end of the corridor at 2 o'clock. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.